Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Reach this corner.
Perhaps if you use one of those extended brushes.
Perhaps. I don't have one. Hmm. Could you just hold the ladder for me? It feels unsteady.
It's actually a sufficiently steady ladder, Miss Kendall, but due to your fear of heights, it only appears unsteady. Yeah. It's really all in your imagination.
So would you like to come up here and paint this corner?
I'll hold the ladder.
Thank you.
However, you should know I'm waiting for a call from the mayor's office.
Ooh, the mayor. Mm-hmm. You important.
Well, for your information, we're scheduling a time to discuss Hands Up, helping with park renovation.
Hmm.
Your painting skills could stand some improvement.
You know, my painting skills are fine. I'm just having trouble reaching this.
Ooh, that must be the mayor.
Eugene, don't let go!
Miss Kendall! Meltzner here, inviting you to join today's assemblage of characters and myself for an extended period of discovery, imagination, and exhilaration. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Kendall, it appears as though your arm has sustained a fracture.
Well, I'm sure the doctor will be able to tell us. Where is he anyway? I'm in agony.
And I am deeply sorry I let go of the ladder. I never meant to be the cause of your downfall, in the purely literal sense. And to cause you any physical agony simply makes...
I know, Eugene, I know. You apologized all the way to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And the 2 hours we waited in the emergency room. And during the x-ray. Mm-hmm. I forgive you, remember?
Hello, how are we today?
Another nurse. We've been waiting for the doctor for quite some time now.
I am the doctor. I'm Dr.
Pitsky. Hi!
Connie Kendall. It's good to see you again. How's your mother?
Oh, she's good. You're coming to her surprise party this afternoon, aren't you?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Mrs. Pitsky,
Excuse me, Dr. Pitsky, thank you.
Oh, yes, Dr. Pitsky. It appears to me that there is a fracture in the humerus. That's the arm bone. Well, I would suggest putting it in a cast.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, but what is your name?
Oh, brother.
I'm Eugene Meltzner, and I've taken some classes in anatomy.
You have?
Although I didn't major in it, but since I had an opening at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays one semester, I thought that it would perhaps be beneficial to use the time.
Well, Eugene,
hello. Doctor, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took a lot of classes in medicine, so how about you let me fix Connie's arm?
Great idea.
Well, of course. Certainly, doctor. But please, let me be of assistance. I thought first we should test for some nerve damage.
You know, you could be of some assistance, Eugene.
What? He
could? I just thought of something. Mm-hmm. Would you mind going to the front desk and filling out this paperwork for me?
Oh.
It's rather technical, but I'm confident you'll be able to figure it out.
Well, of course. I'll just do this, this is a connect the dots puzzle.
Uh-huh. Have fun.
Huh?
What do you think it is, Doctor? You know, I believe it.
Oh, hi, Tamika, Marvin.
Hi, Miss Whitaker.
I invented something new.
Wow, what is it?
It's called the Mega Mix-O-Matic.
You invented a blender?
It not only has 22 different levels of power, but it automatically changes blade shape and movement to accommodate different mixtures. And the best part, it's voice activated.
Really?
Yeah, watch. I hold down this button, see, and say, Banana Special.
Wow, a blade with teeth comes out.
Yep. And the Mega Mix-O-Matic can even chop meat and vegetables.
Great. More vegetables.
See you, Mr. Whitaker.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm fine, Eugene. I don't need any more help.
But, Miss Kendall, that curb would have proven quite dangerous if you were to have fallen and landed on your arm.
Connie, how's your arm?
Well,
it's broken, and it's my doing.
Eugene, I've already forgiven you. It's okay. Mm. It was an accident.
But there certainly must be something I could do to make it up to you.
You don't need to make anything up to me.
But you've only got one arm. Oh, I know. I could help you set up for your mother's birthday celebration.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. You only have a couple of hours to get ready.
That's true. If you want to help, Eugene, you can decorate the back patio.
Excellent. Eugene Meltzner is at your service. I'll go upstairs and get straight into the room.
You know, I feel like I lost the use of an arm but gained an indentured servant.
Don't worry, Connie. They usually pay off their debts in 7 years.
I could take this for about 7 minutes.
Miss Kendall, would you like me to do a one-man skit depicting various stages of your mother's life?
On second thought, 7 minutes seems way too long.
Hi, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. I love stories, and that's why I'm excited about the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movie. But did you know you can hear the story before you see the movie? Focus on the Family Radio Theater has dramatized the entire Chronicles of Narnia series from C.S. Lewis. So whether in the car or at home, families can listen to these dramatic stories from the Chronicles of Narnia, produced by Focus on the Family. Complete details are available at InnerNarnia.com.
Hello, Whit.
Oh, Mrs. Sutton. Good to see you again.
Whit, for the umpteenth time, call me Edith.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Edith.
Yes. You know, it's been 2 days since I visited.
Yeah.
Have you missed me?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, you make me blush. Mercy, Whit, you're such a charmer.
So, can I get you anything?
Well, let me see.
A soda, a milkshake?
Well, I'll have a chocolate milkshake.
Ah, great, great. It'll give me an opportunity to use my new blender.
Oh, listen, can I help you?
Oh, no, there's really nothing for you to do. It's just putting in the ice cream and such. Anybody can do it.
Oh, you're too modest.
Me,
I come back there and help?
I'm very good at scooping. Well, you know, I'll have Connie make you the milkshake.
Oh.
If you'll excuse me, I better check on the kids upstairs.
Oh, no, wait, I'll help you.
No.
See, I know exactly how kids are.
Excuse me?
Oh, hi.
Uh-huh.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm Alice McKibbins, and I'm here for June Kendall's birthday party.
Oh, yeah. It's on the back patio.
Oh.
But I think they're still setting up. Do you want me to get Mr. Whitaker?
Yeah, sure, that'll be fine. I'll just take a look around and... Oh, my goodness. What is this contraption?
His latest invention, the Mega Mixomatic.
Oh, really? What does it do?
Make shakes, chops vegetables, puree stuff. Mm. Oh, and it's voice activated. I'll show you. Oh, there's already ice cream in here. Okay. Watch.
Uh-huh.
Milkshake. Stop! I command you to stop! What's wrong? What's wrong with you? There's an ice cream scoop in it. One of these bugs has to be something.
Oh,
God.
Oops. Oh, yeah. That's a very interesting machine. I think I'm going to go upstairs here and just look around if you don't mind. Thanks for the, demonstration.
Now I've done it.
There you are, Miss Kendall. 50 balloons. Now, is there anything else I can do?
You've helped me with the streamers,
mm-hmm.
the chairs,
uh-huh.
the nameplates,
yeah.
the hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
Why don't you just head home now? You know, you've been here all day.
No. You can't hang that banner with one arm, Miss Kendall. Allow me.
I can get it.
No. You shouldn't be climbing up things, remember?
I'm sure Whit will help me. Now, hey, have you seen him around?
Last I saw, Mrs. Sutton was telling him what nice muscular cheekbones he had.
Ooh. I guess that means she found him hiding in the imagination station.
Ooh. All right, now, hand me the banner.
All right, but then go home.
I shall be as good as gone.
Okay.
Hey, hello there, you two. You care to help me make some milkshakes?
With the Mix-O-Matic?
Right. We'll take it into the kitchen because it's pretty loud.
Cool. I'll take it.
Marvin, better let me. It's a little heavier than...
Eat, Marvin.
Oh,
whoa.
Now.
Oops. I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah. Well, it should be fine. Why don't we just try it out? Banana Special.
I broke it, huh?
It was an accident, but it does appear to be broken. Unfortunately, it seems like the blade is cracked. It's strange. I thought I designed it more durable than that.
Is the blade pretty expensive to replace?
Not the cheapest part, I'm afraid.
Wow, that's a bummer. See you, Marvin. I'm going to riding lessons.
Have fun.
What's wrong?
Dad said I needed to pay for Mr. Whitaker's new blade. $80.
But I thought Mr. Whitaker said it was an accident.
Dad said it's the right thing to do.
Oh. How are you going to pay for it?
I go to basketball camp.
Aw.
It's the only choice I have.
That really stinks.
You're telling me.
Maybe we could talk to him. Change his mind. Dad can loan you the money.
Tried it. I just can't go to camp.
But...
What?
Nothing. I'll see you later.
You really can go home, Eugene, truly.
Nonsense, Miss Kendall. But I'll greet the guests.
Hello.
Greetings, ladies.
Excuse me, is this June Kendall's party?
Why, indeed it is.
Oh, good.
And I am Eugene Meltzner. I'll be serving as your host this evening.
Oh, right. Oh, you're the one who thinks he knows more than me about being a doctor.
Mm-hmm. No, well, he doesn't, really.
No, of course I don't. You know far more than I do, Dr. Pitsky.
Thank you.
Why, you went to medical school. I saw your diploma on the wall.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure the Muskogee School of Medicine is a fine institution.
Oh, are you making fun of my schooling now?
Oh, no, certainly not.
Why? You know what? Not everyone has the money to go to Johns Hopkins.
Well, of course
that's
they
true.
Don't. Allow me to get both of you a beverage. We have iced tea and punch.
Oh,
or I'm sure you'd be interested in our flavored waters, very low in calories, you know.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
Are you saying I need to lose weight?
Hmm? No, I'm merely pointing out that...
Well, I
hope you look great.
Because, thank you very much. And just because I don't fall over when the wind blows like you do, sweetheart, doesn't mean I need to lose weight.
Huh?
I am big boned, that's all.
I apologize. Oh, other guest. Excuse me. Hmm? Welcome to the celebration. May I take your coat? Your hat, ma'am?
I'm not wearing a hat. Yeah, my wig may be a little crooked. I must point that out in front of everyone. Don't worry, Edith. He said I was fat.
I've never in my whole life met anyone who's taken my hasty comments out of context.
Oh, yeah, that's
so now we're not smart enough to know what you're talking about.
Huh?
That's
of
what
course.
It sounds like.
What
do you expect from a doctor?
No, right, exactly.
No, you're not.
You know, Eugene, my arm is feeling so much better now.
Good.
It's feeling so much better than I think I can bother you. Would you please just go?
Marvin? Are you in there? Marvin? Good. Okay. 20, 40, 60, 80.
Tamika!
Marvin, you scared me!
What are you doing in my room?
Looking for you.
What's with all the money?
What money?
In your hand. How much is that?
Let me see it.
$80? Wait a minute. I know what you were doing.
Really? I can explain.
You were going to plant this money in my room to pay for Mr. Whitaker's blender. Am I right?
Well, yeah.
You are so great, Tamika. I can't believe you would do that for me. How many sisters would pay for a mistake their brother made?
Yeah. Well, the thing is...
I've got to tell Mom and Dad about this.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Mom! Dad! You will not believe what Tamika just did.
No, you sure won't.
Let's see. I urged him. Cajoled. Oh, I know. How about I coaxed
him? There you are, Miss Kendall. Oh, sorry for startling you. I only wanted to see how I could assist you. Would you care for something to eat? To drink?
No, I'm fine, really.
Oh, you're typing.
Thank you. Yes.
I can do that for you.
No, I'm fine, really.
No. But you're typing with one hand.
It's surprising how quickly I can type one-handed. Look.
Yes, like lightning. Never fear. I shall take over and... What's this? Why, it's about me.
Don't read that, Eugene. It's personal.
Why, you describe me as an uptight, antisocial...
That was the Eugene then.
Eugene when?
In the story.
Well, what story?
Eugene, can you keep a secret?
Certainly, providing it doesn't compromise national security.
I'm writing a book.
A book? Cough. As in a published work containing information or stories?
Yes. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing. A book. That's excellent. What's the subject of this book?
Odyssey and my experiences in it.
Hmm.
I decided to do it after Rusty Gordon's book came out.
Oh, the one that placed Odyssey in an unpleasant light.
Yes. I want people to know the truth.
Hmm.
And I thought, what better way than to share my experiences?
You know, Miss Kendall, that's actually quite a noble endeavor. And I should be happy to assist you. What part are we on?
Well, I'm writing about the time I took you shopping for a new wardrobe.
Yes. Because I was so out of style, as you put it.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and dictate.
Well, okay. armed with a cart full of vests and those dreaded socks, we headed out of Greenblatt's department store. What is the deal with the socks you picked out?
They were 100% wool, Miss Kendall.
And 100% lame.
I can't imagine why you refused to let me purchase them.
I didn't. I thought you said you bought them.
No, I gave them to you to return to the show.
You mean you didn't pay for them?
Excuse me, I'm going to need to examine your purse.
What?
Do you have a receipt for those socks?
Trust me, officer. I did not shoplift those socks. If I was going to shoplift something, I would steal something much more fashionable.
How comforting.
These are actually men's socks. And you know what? They belong to him.
Huh? Who? Me? Who are you?
Eugene.
I think I'd better take you both into the security office.
No,
whoa, do I get a phone call?
Who should I call? Are you going to handcuff me?
A bit embellished, and you didn't finish the story.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, we had a discussion in the security office.
I am so sorry, officer, sir, but this really isn't what it looks like.
It looks like you're stealing. A jailable offense, I might add.
Ooh.
I can't have a mugshot done today. My hair looks awful. Eugene, why didn't you just take the socks back?
Huh?
You know, for a genius, you sure don't have much common sense.
I beg to differ. I asked you to return the socks.
And... You and your wool socks.
Huh?
Who wears wool socks in July anyway? Between your vest, your hair, and your wool socks... You look like a 1940s movie.
Well, thank you.
Everybody's going to be staring at you because Odyssey has better taste than this. You don't belong here. You know what? You belong on the cover of Weirdo Magazine.
Miss, I...
Now I'm going to miss homecoming because I'll be in prison. Thanks a lot, Eugene.
Ooh, I forgot that part.
Funny, I remember it as though it were the periodic table of elements.
Oh, it's pretty harsh, huh?
Well, you were a new Christian. I suppose you hadn't learned the finer points of the faith yet. But you caused me to do much soul-searching as to whether I even belonged in Odyssey.
Really?
Yes. Various situations during that time that caused me to question my place here.
Oh.
Your words caused me to question these things even further. If it hadn't been for Mr. Whitaker's persuasion, I may have decided to leave Odyssey and continue my education at an Ivy League school.
Eugene, I had no idea. I never met
Oh, of course. But since that time, I've gotten used to some of the things you say when you're emotional.
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's forgiven.
But I feel horrible. I almost caused you to leave Odyssey. Eugene, is that why you asked for a Kleenex in the security office? Hmm? Were you crying?
Hmm? Oh, well, perhaps I was maybe a bit teary.
I made you cry!
Teary!
Eugene, I am so sorry!
As I said, there's no need to apologize, Miss Kendall. All is forgiven.
I just feel so bad.
No need to concern yourself. Now, what shall I type now?
Okay. How about... And I, the wretched Connie, had no idea that I was capable of causing such agonizing pain to another human being.
Hmm.
Little did I know that my thoughtless, heart-destroying words...
No, Miss Kendall, really, it wasn't that bad.
Eugene, is there anything I can do to make it up to you?
No, I've forgiven you.
I know Whit will be able to give me a suggestion.
Miss Kendall...
Wait!
Want to do something wildly life-changing this summer? Then prove it.
Join me, Susie Schellenberger, and more than 500 teen girls and guys as we head to Lima, Peru for our 2006 Brio Missions Trip. The trip is July 3rd through the 16th and features ministry to orphans and drama evangelism. Check out Prove It. The registration deadline is April 1st, 2006. For information and your application, go to briomag.com. That's Brio, B-R-I-O, mag.com.
briomag.com.
Hi, Tamika, Marvin.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
I've got something for you, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh?
$80.
Oh, for the blender. Thank you.
All the thanks goes to the best sister in the world.
Oh, and that would be you, Tamika?
I guess.
She gave me the money for it.
Well, I'm impressed. That was very kind of you.
Don't say that.
Why not? It's not often I see such a sacrifice from someone your age. I should tell this story to everyone who comes in here.
Oh, no, don't do that.
You're a great example to everyone.
Okay, that's it. I can't take it anymore. I broke the blender.
Huh?
After you went upstairs, Mrs. McGivens came in, and I wanted to show off, like I knew how to use it. But I left an ice cream scoop in there.
I see.
And when it looked like Marvin broke it, I didn't want to say anything. I'm sorry, I'm not the best sister in the world.
You're right about that.
Now, Marvin, I'm glad Tamika's decided to be honest, even if it took a little while. I forgive her.
Yeah, I guess you ended up doing the right thing.
I mean, I feel just horrible. What a cruel, heartless Claude am I, no. Eugene, that I would hurt a friend like that.
Miss Kendall,
what's going on here?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Whitaker.
I made Eugene cry.
No, moist. There's nothing wrong with moist eyes. They prevent the eyeball from adhering to the lid. Awful.
You made Eugene cry?
No.
Wow,
no.
I know.
Teary.
Isn't it terrible?
But you apologized and I forgave you. Must you continue to pursue an already belabored point when you are forgiven and there's no need for you to continue feeling bad about it?
But isn't that what you're doing to me?
Pardon?
You apologized for dropping the ladder when I broke my arm, and I forgave you. But you still feel guilty about it.
So, you're making a point?
Yeah.
She is.
I think she's been hanging around you too long, Mr. Whitaker.
Miss Kendall, I am so sorry for apologizing so profusely.
Don't start that again.
Oh, never mind.
That's better.
It's interesting, though. Tamika's guilt was productive because she needed to make things right.
Well, that's God's conviction.
Yeah, that's right. But your guilt, Eugene, was unnecessary.
Hmm.
You'd honestly repented and had been forgiven, so you didn't need to feel bad. It only showed that you couldn't forgive yourself.
A fascinating psychological and theological observation, Mr. Whitaker.
Huh.
Look who made you cookies, Cutie Pie.
Cutie Pie?
It's better than Snuckums.
Oh, Mrs. Sutton, cookies. You shouldn't have.
Well, if I didn't make the cookies, I'd be delivering an empty tin.
Well, you know Eugene and Connie. Tamika and Marvin.
Hi, nice to meet you.
The six of us can all sit here and have cookies.
Well, actually, Mr. Whitaker, I'm meeting with Harlow Doyle about helping with a hand-up project.
Oh, good. He can come, too. The more, the merrier.
I have to go home so my parents can ground me.
Oh, but, and I have to go practice for basketball camp.
And I was heading out to pick up some milk.
That can wait.
But we don't have any milk.
Well, farewell, Mr. Whitaker.
Well,
see ya.
See
ya.
Bye.
See you, children. Well, it looks like it's just you and me. And walnut cranberry cookies. Oh, ain't that sweet?
Yeah, ain't it?
First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Both Tamika and Eugene felt guilty because they were overlooking different parts of that verse. As we saw with Tamika, we can't hide our sins and refuse to confess them. Because she didn't tell anyone what she'd done, Tamika felt guilty. On the other hand, Eugene confessed his mistake, but he was forgetting the second part of the verse. It says that God forgives us when we confess, every time. Once we've confessed and made it right, there's no reason to feel guilty anymore. Not to make you feel guilty or anything. Hey, have you ever felt unnecessary guilt for something? Why don't you write and tell me about it? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., B6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Broken-Armed and Dangerous. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures and Odysseys, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Broken Armed and Dangerous was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Marshall Younger. Sound design by Bob Luttrell and music by John Campbell. Our vocal talents included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Kendra Berry, Courtney Brown, Mitzi McCall, Lisa Kaplan, and Jennifer Darling, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers are Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odysseys.